AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Across Washington, D.C., Sunday afternoon, people were shaken literally by this. CBS's David Martin has more.
The sonic boom was clearly heard and felt over the Washington area as F-16 jets scrambled to intercept a Cessna aircraft that had entered the airspace over the nation's capital. The North American Air Defense Command said the pilot of the small plane did not respond to attempts to contact him, which included the firing of flares to get his attention.
The plane crashed in a mountainous area in Virginia. The U.S. military says the fighter jets did not shoot down the plane. Police there say they did not find any survivors on board. Even President Biden had to be briefed. A group of asylum seekers were flown to Sacramento, California over the weekend, but did not expect it to be their destination. KCBS's Alex Wirtz explains.
On Saturday, California Governor Gavin Newsom and the State Attorney General Rob Bonta met with the 16 migrants, each having only a backpack with them. Bonta says he's disgusted.
It's heartbreaking and blood-boiling at the same time.
12 men, 4 women, taken from El Paso to New Mexico. A promise of work and support. Then, a chartered flight to Sacramento, all reportedly paid for by the state of Florida. Bonta says he's investigating.
We're conducting witness interviews of the 16 victims, identifying all the facts, and doing our legal analysis to determine if the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis, have violated the law.
Alice Wirtz for CBS News, San Francisco.
Saudi Arabia says it's cutting its daily output of crude oil again. Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdul Aziz bin Salman Al Saud says it's to bring oil prices back up.
A million barrel of reduction for the start that starts at the 1st of July.
And it could mean higher gas prices here for the summer driving season. Russia says Ukraine tried to attack its forces in the southeastern part of Ukraine, but failed. We hear more from the BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
The defense ministry in Moscow says it thwarted a Ukrainian offensive in the southern Donetsk region. There's no comment from Kiev, and the Russian claim hasn't been independently verified. Video online showed military vehicles apparently being attacked from the air. A counteroffensive against the Russian forces has been promised, but on Sunday, Kiev called for silence ahead of the operation.
As worries grow about the future of work and artificial intelligence, a new study finds AI contributed to nearly 4,000 job losses last month. That's according to data from executive coaching company Challenger Gray & Christmas. It comes as hundreds of experts just last week signed a letter saying artificial intelligence poses a risk of extinction to humanity on the scale of nuclear war and pandemics. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their BSC Building Trades Home Tour from 4:30 to 5:45. The board committee meetings will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. The Adams City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 58 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 82. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
At For Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 50 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows level off around 58. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies Tuesday. Decreasing clouds by Wednesday. Upper 70s Tuesday. Mid-70s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a...
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Alyssa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 58 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour.
Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 82. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your brandy old-fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their brandy old-fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 50 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Dry with seasonal temps Tuesday and Wednesday and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry.